Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush.
3, 2.
Contact established.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Number 2 of Out of Bounds today is brought to you by our friends at Christopher Trucks. Christopher Trucks, 66 years in business. They've been in business since 1951, fourth generation owned. They have over $4 million in new and used inventory in stock. I'm talking work-ready trucks, dump trucks, landscape trucks, Sprinter vans, Isuzu, Freightliner, Western Star. They have it all. Plus, we know football season is in full swing, and you're about halfway through, actually. So it's time to get that RV checked on and looked at to make sure you're going to make it through the year. So go get your RV serviced and maintained over there at Christopher Trucks. Their maintenance department is open every weekday, 7 a.m. to midnight, which is unbelievable service. So go check them out today and check out their portfolio online, ChristopherTrucks.com.
Thanks so much, Kelly. Hour 2, and that means it's time for a Big Thursday with Fletcher Anderson from Nationwide Insurance and Central, and the 63rd point of the, I would say for my generation, for Kelly's generation is 56.7, but for my generation it would be the 63.17 would be the quintessential South Carolina score. What's up, Fletcher?
I don't know why people just love that game, but it rolls off the tongue nicely or something for some reason. People, 63-17, they just, Clemson fans have yet to get over the enjoyment of that.
Quack, I think I just prefer in my favorite South Carolina-Clemson game for Carolina to only score 7 points. I think that's what I prefer.
Okay.
But 63-17 really rolls off the tongue. I'm a fan of 56-7. They're both great.
Lou Holtz still hasn't gotten anybody to cover the seam route in that game, by the way.
And you got to remember.
Never once.
What's a seam route? Just kidding.
South Carolina Touché. Was a 1.5 point favorite in that game.
Wow. I've forgotten about that. But
that's what a lot of people forget.
How about that? I remember I didn't even watch the whole thing. I went outside and played in the yard. I didn't watch the whole game because it was over so fast. I did come back in for the 63rd point, though. I remember watching that one. Speaking of Clemson, before we get to Hadley's picks, let's talk the Tigers for a second and what you saw coming out of Virginia Tech that you liked, didn't like, comments, thoughts. Just kind of wind the top and let you go.
But keep this in mind. Clemson went on the road to a top 15 ranked team, night game day atmosphere. And by the end of the night, the second and third team guys were getting reps, like significant reps. I would say for over close to a quarter. Pretty much a quarter.
Yeah.
Close to it, 10 or 12 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that. Think about that. Just keep that in context. Clemson went on the road, top 15 team at night, Virginia Tech, rowdy crowd, and their backups are getting significant. And that's one of the ways Clemson builds depth is they rotate guys and they have game experience. I mean, they're going against Virginia Tech's number ones. And don't think those coaches weren't critiquing that film and those guys learning from that experience. So it's a shame because it's the rich get richer. I mean, that's where Clemson is now. You have less injuries when your guys are only playing three quarters. They're going to be fresher for the next game. They're better rested. There's now your backups are getting more game experience, some film they can learn from. It's obscene how I keep saying using the word spoiled every week. Clemson is so spoiled right now with our success. Fans are. The program is, don't get me wrong, they've worked very hard for it. Those players have worked very hard for that. But this is a level of success that we just haven't really experienced in quite a long time.
You talk about the depth. It is about depth because you've got, let's say the defense. I think the defense is the best ever in Clemson history. You've got freaks at half the positions that just do things that aren't normal or natural. And then it's almost like the second team is where you have a normal, solid-looking defense. Would you say that's a fair assessment of what Clemson has on that side of the ball?
Yeah, well, here's what I like about Clemson's defense. Think about this. I mean, I know people say Christian Wilkins, you hear his name a lot. But Clemson doesn't really have that one. I mean, the defensive line's solid. You expect all of them to play in the NFL, but it's not like Clemson is living and dying by like this one parade All-American kind of guy. You know what I mean? It's like some of the Tommy Bowden teams, you'd have a Justin Miller back there who's just a phenom, you know, athlete and could pick the ball off and return it for a touchdown and stuff. But Clemson, it's just solid across the board. That's what's nice is there's no one guy you say, man, if we didn't have that pass rusher, you know, we would have no pass rush. You can't say that about Clemson. And you talk about injuries, and I'm not beating up on South Carolina when I say this, but 2 years ago, Clemson lost their best wide receiver first game of the year. Made it to the national championship game.
Yep.
Because of depth. South Carolina's lost Deebo Samuel, and I think it's probably a two-loss or two-win swing, just him, just that one guy, because they don't quite have the depth built there yet. Now, recruiting's improving there, and they may get to that point, but I just mentioned that Clemson lost their top wide receiver in a high-pass offense and still made it to the national championship game.
That's nuts.
With a starting true freshman at left tackle, no doubt. Let's never forget that, and let's never forget Marcus Edmonds.
No one should ever forget
Marcus Edmonds.
Unbelievable. Fletcher Anderson, ladies and gentlemen. We made this assessment, and I think the combination of Kelly and I kind of rounded this out because I made the point that Dabo Swinney used a lot of buzzwords that caught my attention talking about Wake Forest. They've redshirted a lot of guys. Offenses play together for a long time. Attack and defense, don't beat themselves, all that stuff. He could have been talking about mid-2000s Jim Grobe Wake Forest when they were winning the Atlantic Division. And Kelly's point is, yeah, but Clemson's better than any other team in the conference at that time. And I would agree with that. I think we can miss that Wake Forest has basically become what it was in the mid-2000s, at least right now in this moment. And because Clemson's so far ahead of where everybody else was, we can kind of miss that reality, I think, right?
When I started digging into this game just a little bit, it appeared to me that this Wake is just kind of a solid football team, similar, like you said, to a Jim Grobe team. Maybe not the highest caliber talent, but just good football players all around that play fundamentally sound, and especially on defense. And the kind of team, now that I've looked at it, I'm really kind of surprised Florida State was able to go in there and get a win. But Wake, yeah, I think you just don't want to sleep on them. Now, the thing is, there is no, when you were the defending national champion, there's no trap game. There's no, you're getting everybody's best look. You've got to bring your A game every week because they're going to bring theirs. So no excuses if Clemson comes out not ready to play or a little bit flat. I will say this. Kelly Bryant against Boston College got a look on defense that he was not expecting to get based on the film, based on how they prepared. And it seemed, combined with that, they were able to get a pretty good pass rush on him from the right side. You got to remember, Kelly Bryant's only start. This will be his sixth game as a starter. We kind of almost already think of Kelly Bryant as like, oh, he's been there, he's done that. No, he hasn't. He's only played five teams. And so I think Boston College was hopefully a good learning experience for him. He'll be the better for it. Hopefully this week he'll be better for it, because I think, you know, there's going to be some similarities to Wake Forest and after a big win, now you come in a team you're expected to beat, very similar to that Boston College game. I think it's a maturity thing for our team in a way they've done well in the past. You know, I mean, they just find a way to win even if they have a bad day. Done that for the last couple of years. Did that against Boston College. I expect Clemson to roll up Wake, though. I mean, just depth-wise, talent-wise, they'll give a good fight for a while. I just don't think anybody on Clemson's schedule can beat them without Clemson helping them out a little bit.
We kind of had that conversation too, and that kind of, it goes to the broader point that,
especially at home,
Clemson's not losing a game because the other team's better. Virginia Tech, I think one of the crazy things that came out of the Virginia Tech game is Virginia Tech probably played well. They're probably looking at film going, we execute as well as we can, and we just got out-athleted. We just got beat by better players, Jimmys and Joes. And it wasn't even close. And that's a good team over there.
When you watch our defense, even when the other team completes a pass, they normally have a defender on their back within a step and a half of that completion. So even when this is the way Alabama defenses look, you can complete a pass against Alabama. I mean, you can run a good route and the quarterback throws the right time, but you're going to have a defender on you just like that. And that's what Clemson's defense looks like. Now, that's if you can complete the pass. A lot of times they've got it covered up and you're going to get a coverage sack, or you're going to have pressure, plays busted at some point. But even when you execute, you normally don't get many yards after catch. You have to earn every inch against this defense.
I want to talk a little bit about the Gamecocks, but first, ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for our favorite segment of the week because much like the conversation that we had in hour one, a small child, a little girl, is now going to tell us what we should pick in our pick segment. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Hadley.
Who went 7-3 last week.
Yeah, she did go 7-3 last week. That's true. We're having problems with Hadley?
Hold on just a moment.
All right, let's see what's going on with Hadley's picks over there.
I've got to put this disclaimer out there. During the recording, Hadley says that she picked West Virginia because her uncle, Matt, went to West Virginia. But the reason she gives is because her aunt Molly is pregnant. And I wasn't sure if that was absolutely 100% public knowledge yet, so I didn't acknowledge her statement. I was going to hopefully it could just come over. So the reason why I said, okay, and just move on is because I wasn't sure if we were going to have to re-record the whole thing because she had made it public that Aunt Molly was pregnant. Oh, man.
That's kind of messed up. All right, so we're not going to have Hadley's picks. Do we remember what Hadley's picks were? Do we remember what it was?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Okay. Let's go to South Carolina. Let's see if we can fix that. We'll see if we can fix that in the final segment. And if not, then we'll get it to the people a little bit later on. Obviously, with not the flair that Hadley normally provides. The Gamecocks. You talked about a 2-win swing with Deebo Samuel. I'm thinking that's generous a little bit. I mean, that guy, their offense right now looks like it has no idea what it wants to be or what it wants to do with Deebo. None whatsoever. Or without Deebo, I should say.
Without a better running game, South Carolina is not going to beat a, you know, top 10, top 15 type team. But they play a lot of teams.
Oh, sorry about that. So we have Hadley's picks?
We are good to go.
All right, let's go ahead with Hadley's picks.
Small scare, but now we are good to go.
All right, sounds
good.
We'll do that, and we'll get back to Fletcher's thoughts on the Gamecocks.
Hadley's picks, week 6. Bell's picks, week 6?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Belle from Beauty and the Beast. Bell's picks, week 6. Are you ready?
Yes, Gaston. Because you're Gaston.
Yes, I'm Gaston. Okay. Louisville at NC State. Who are you going with, Louisville or NC State?
NC State.
Boise State at BYU. Boise State or BYU?
Boise State.
Okay. Duke at Virginia. Duke or Virginia?
Duke.
Pittsburgh or Syracuse?
Syracuse.
Southern Methodist or Houston?
Houston.
Kansas State or Texas?
Texas.
That's the way to go.
Arkansas or South Carolina?
Arkansas.
Washington State or Oregon?
Oregon. I said Oregon. It sounds like Morgan. And he's my class.
Yes, Oregon does sound like Morgan, and Morgan is in your class, so that's a good reason. West Virginia at TCU. West Virginia. Uncle Matt went to West Virginia. Just throwing that out there. West Virginia or TCU?
West Virginia.
Okay. Miami?
I said that because Aunt Maya is having a baby.
And there it is. The okay. Big reveal.
Miami.
Now the world knows.
At Florida State.
Florida State.
All right. Anything else you want to tell the listeners out there? No?
No.
Okay. See you next week.
So Aunt Molly's pregnant, and that's the reason to take West Virginia.
All right. Back to the Gamecocks. I want to get this in our last few minutes with you. Like we were talking about, 2 wins seems a little generous, and they don't have an identity right now that side of the ball.
Right. What I was saying was without a better running game, you know, they're never going to go 11-1 or 10-2 this year. But with Deebo Samuel, they could still beat a lot of teams on their schedule. I would have said they would have beat Texas A&M with Deebo Samuel. And I would say they probably would be favored to beat Arkansas with him. But here's what, if I'm a South Carolina fan, I don't want to hear Saturday that the post game, it was David Williams' day. The guy's average. So South Carolina, I don't think, has a guy averaging above 4 yards a carry. He's averaging 4.7, and he's third best on the team. I mean, they divvied around. They got three guys with over 40, between 40 and 50 carries, a couple touchdowns each. You know, one thing I think South Carolina has going for it is that Arkansas's quarterback is a statue. I mean, he is just, he's going to drop back in the, he's got like negative 4 yards rushing in the season. And, you know, I think South Carolina's had some moments this year where they had good coverage and could get some coverage sacks in there. And, but they had a quarterback that was a little bit more mobile maybe and could squirt out of it and prolong drives. This guy's not going to do that. So they're just going to have to slow that running game down. And you know that David Williams is geared up for this one. Also, Arkansas 0-for-2 on field goals this year. So maybe there's a draw,
0-for-2.
Draw there on the kicking game.
Bleh. That's terrible.
But Arkansas is good on third down. South Carolina is not as good on third down on defense. I still think, you know, backs against the wall is kind of like a wounded animal. I think South Carolina could, I think they could pull this out. I still feel like it's unfortunate that a couple of these injuries, if I think Bryce Nile Williams was significant and Debo Samuel, it almost knocked him back to year one of the Will Muschamp era, which is not fair because it's just, you know, injuries.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm trying to find 6 wins on their schedule if they drop this and go to 3-3. And I guess Vandy at home, you feel decent about that. Wofford at home, but like, I mean, at Tennessee, at Georgia, Florida, Clemson, you feel really good about South Carolina, any of those games? I feel like this is almost a must-win for them to have any margin for error second half of the year.
Well, I think Will Muschamp still has them believing. I thought it appeared to me they gave, even though they didn't come out with a W, he had them fighting all 4 quarters at Texas A&M, a place that most people probably didn't think they were going to win.
Yeah.
I think he's got this team. I mean, I think they want to win for him. I think that's important. They want to win. This is not, oh, we're just going to go through the motions the rest of the season. I think he's got them fighting, and that's probably as important as anything.
All right, Clemson, heavy favorite over Wake Forest. You think this game is,
what's,
I mean, it's done. I got to look, let me look up real quick what it is. I mean, I feel like it's about a 4-touchdown game, like a 38-10 type game or something like that. That's my sense of it right now.
Well,
I'll look up the spread today. I haven't looked at it today.
21.5.
21.5?
Currently.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I think Clemson's first team defense has probably only given up like 4 touchdowns all season.
Yeah.
Through 5 games. Wake isn't exactly a prolific offense. I don't see them getting more than a touchdown on this starting defense at home. So unless they can produce some somewhere else, I just don't see Wake Forest scoring more than 13, 14, 16 points, something like that. Maybe a touchdown and a couple of field goals. I mean, even if you move the ball down the field on this defense, they keep you out. What was that turnover? Or, I can't remember what it was, but they got it down to like the 5-yard line. Virginia Tech did.
Oh, like, yeah.
Helped kept them out of the end zone.
That's like, right.
No, sir. No, sir. No, you stay right there. So I don't see. I said at the beginning of the year, if Clemson could score 24 points in all their games, they'd win almost all of them. Now I think it's, you know, it might be lower than that. The offense doesn't have to score more than 17, 16. So, yeah, I think Clemson covers that.
What about Arkansas's a 2-point favorite in Columbia? So it's essentially a pick 'em.
I feel like it's a pick 'em, and I really want to pick South Carolina to win this game. When I dig into it, though, I feel like it favors Arkansas a little bit. But, you know, South Carolina's at home. They've got something to prove. I think I'll take the Gamecocks on this one. A little surprise there.
Okay, there we go. Fletcher Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, tell us what's going on with Nationwide Insurance in Central.
Same old, same old. I'm not good at shelfless self
shameless self-promotion. Yeah, there we go. Shelfless.
can't even get shelfless
promotion.
my wife, the speech pathologist, is, you know, laughing at me now. Yeah, give me a call with Nationwide Insurance in Central. We write insurance all over the state of South Carolina, licensed in North Carolina, Georgia. 639-2822. You can find us on the web.
Thanks so much, buddy.
See you next week.
Absolutely. We'll be back for more after this. Stay with us.
Try Bojangles' new Pork Chop Griller Biscuit, a savory pork chop with a little zip and a whole lot of flavor. Only $1.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi, this is Leah from Local Q, letting you know that our draft selection just got even bigger. With 25 rotating beers on tap, you are sure to find the perfect fit. Come in and try something new while you enjoy a game of Scrabble or Connect Four with a friend. Each month, we feature a different brewery and host tap takeover events. So be sure to check out Untapped or LocalQ.com to keep up with our rotation. Swing through today and see what we have featured this month. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. The South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles is now accepting documents for you to change your current card to a federally approved Real ID. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a Real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges and good standing, a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
Have you been in search for that perfect job opportunity? Well, look no further, because Carolina Heating Service is currently looking for individuals to expand their team. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years, we specialize in generators, electrical services, residential light, commercial HVAC sales, service and installation, as well as geothermal systems. Top professional opportunities available anywhere from electricians, installers, service technicians, management, and customer service reps. Worried about benefits? Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Enjoy paid holidays and vacation days, a 401k, training programs, major insurance, and full-time year-round stable work, as well as overtime opportunity. Basic qualifications include a drug test, background check, and physical, as well as a valid driver's license. Other qualifications are subject to position applying for. The search could be over for you soon. Make that career leap. Apply now at carolinaheating.com and join our award-winning team.
For your last-minute tailgate or football watching party supplies, Locomart is the best place to go. You can get stocked up with their huge selection of craft beers that you won't find at any other convenience store. Need snacks? Got you covered. And rewards that help you save even more money. The who's who of Clemson sideliners shop at Locomart, shouldn't you? Locomart, Old Greenville Highway and 123, proudly locally owned and operated, Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
When playing football for Coach Sweeney, I learned the value of hard work and doing things the right way. My name is John Wright Jr., and now that I'm in the field of commercial real estate, I have the opportunity to apply those principles in my daily business. If you're in the market for buying, selling, or leasing property from office or retail to industrial or land, then let me know at McCoyWright.com. That's McCoyWright.com, where we will do our best to ensure your success. And remember, if it's not McCoy Wright, it's not right.
1961, Brady's Great Outdoors has brought you the best quality products that will last for many years of tailgating. They've got everyday apparel brands, including Columbia and Carhartt, and top-of-the-line brands like Simms, Patagonia, and Prana. Brady's can outfit your lifestyle any time of the year, and their apparel will still be in style next season. Get ready for your next adventure at family-owned Brady's on Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Come in to the Great Outdoors, where they love the Tigers as much as you.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
Okay, good luck with the slow descent into madness.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I'm more than just an option.
Hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find you all.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Thanks to Fletcher Anderson. Go by and see him on Highway 93, Nationwide Insurance in Central. He'll hook you up. They do all kinds of great stuff there. I know he's too modest to tell you how great he is. That guy's such a baller. And we appreciate him coming in every single week and waxing poetic and giving us some great insight into the Tigers and the Gamecocks.
And for producing the adorable child that is Hadley.
That's correct.
Got to be his greatest accomplishment for sure.
Absolutely.
And she knows her stuff.
This hour is brought to you by our friends at Tiger Sports Shop, where you get everything that you could possibly get about, if you're a Clemson fan. You know what I realized? There are some things that aren't there, but I can imagine that probably those things are coming. Like a train track, like a Clemson train for like kids, like a little choo-choo train. Never seen one in there. That's the only thing I've never seen.
It is the holiday season, so right? You would think that that would be in stock.
Maybe some nice stuff's coming. And more on the apparel side. Literally every stitch of clothing that's ever been woven together into fabric, making clothing, is there. Period. End of story. Purple, orange, white, gray, black, camo, whatever. They got it. At Tiger Sports Shop, it's the best place to go for Clemson fans, by Clemson fans, downtown Clemson, and on Highway 123. Hit up both of those locations. You'll thank us because they're absolutely amazing. 654-ROAR is the phone number if you'd like to get in. 654-7627 on the Northland Communication phone lines today. I'll be honest with you. I'm excited now about this, about really this entire week of picks, because these are difficult games, Kelly Gramley. These are really, really tough.
You're welcome.
Are you going to make picks on the air today?
Yeah, I'll make picks because
okay.
I think we've alluded to it, but I will not be here tomorrow. Unfortunately,
right.
I am, and I hate even to say this because people are going to be mad/outraged that someone I know would do this, but one of my dear friends has scheduled her wedding for Saturday, and I am in it. And therefore, I will be going to that.
Have you seen the forecast now? You were so concerned about this weekend's forecast where this tropical storm. Yeah, basically, the one track, I was watching John Cesaridge last night, WIFF, our friends at WIFF.
There you go.
I was watching John Cesaridge last night, kind of waiting on that Mandy's reporting. And one thing he said was, like, the fast track that a lot of the models are seeing has it going toward Louisiana, this new storm. And the one that's going to take longer has it going to Florida. So it's not even going to hit Florida. You might get some rain there in Orlando, but it's not going to... Isn't it in Orlando?
Yeah, that's where I'll be.
It's not going to hit... I think it's supposed to hit around Tampa if it goes that way, but it's like Sunday afternoon.
That's when I'll be flying. So hopefully I make it back.
Just outrun the storm. Be like that. Remember the plane that they outran the storm? Like
right.
They got through an hour?
No, I don't want any part of a plane outrunning a storm. Please, no thank you. If we're going to have to outrun a storm, let's just stay on the ground.
You're a veteran of driving through South Georgia, though, so if you need to rent a car to get home, you could
South Georgia,
do that.
Again, nothing to our listeners who may be from there. Interesting place. Interesting place.
Go from one town to the other, and they're all the same. They're all the same in South Georgia. It's real.
Shall we start with a little... Louisville, NC State.
We need to talk about this game. I'm kind of concerned about this game, Kelly. I don't know exactly how to handicap this one, but my gosh, I'm excited. Is Zach going to be with me? Do we know who's going to be in there tomorrow?
Oh yes, Zacchaeus Orr will be.
Zach will be in there. So we may have this exact same discussion on all these games.
Exact.
Oh man, that's good. I don't even try to do that. It's amazing. Thank you for pointing out the way that I gave myself that hi-hat. That was really good. I feel like I'm kind of, covertly responsible for this.
I will warn you, though. You and Zach will have a nice little show. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice little show.
Do not be dismayed. I want to warn you that NHL season has started. So I just want to make sure you're prepared in case he tries to talk about that sport where that they play on ice with skates and stuff. If he tries to talk about it, which he did with me when we did our show, be prepared.
We could talk about the Yankees. By the way, have you seen the baseball the last two?
I have heard of it.
The last two nights?
I've heard of it. I've seen who won. I've followed it somewhat.
Last night's game was unbelievable.
Was it better than the Yankees Twins?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Last night's game was unreal. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. More on that in Crunch the Numbers. We're going to get to some football numbers, but I got to throw in one from last night. It was absolutely incredible. All right, let's begin with Louisville and NC State with these picks. I'm looking right now. Louisville is favored in this game by 3.5 on the road at NC State. And this is essentially a battle of what do you trust less? Do you trust basically Lamar Jackson to up the level of his compadres to the point that they can win a game against a good team on the road?
To put that team on his back.
Do you trust NC State's defensive line and the front seven and the speed element to keep Lamar at bay and the offense to execute the way that it basically has all year?
You know, I don't really trust the culture of either program. This is a game that both programs tend to lose. So, you know, both either one could win it if you go with that logic. I trust Bobby Petrino more than I trust Dave Doran, football-wise, of course. And so I think maybe that's where I'm leaning towards. Bobby Petrino, in his tenure in the ACC, has yet to lose to a North Carolina-based school. I like that stat. I like Petrino in general. But there's a lot to like about NC State so far. If you forget about the South Carolina game in Charlotte, just forget about that one. They're allowing 85 rush yards a game. They played really well against Florida State. They handled business against Syracuse. Their front four is really good. They can get after Lamar Jackson. Similar front four-ish to Clemson, so I feel like they can pressure Lamar and make it hard for him. Am I supposed to just forget, though, last year that Louisville beat NC State 54-13? Am I supposed to just forget that?
No. And NC State's not the program that just automatically gets the revenge chip.
I mean, they're the program that becomes ranked and loses this game. That's the program they are.
Yep.
So I just don't really know which program to trust. I did think this stat was crazy, Kwok. First time two ranked teams will meet in Raleigh since 2000.
Are you serious?
I pulled that off an ESPN article.
17 years they haven't had a matchup where both teams are ranked?
Both teams are ranked.
Are you joking?
They've defeated ranked teams in their building, of course, but they were not also ranked.
They are starved.
So, I don't know. I think both teams have played one good opponent overall. And with NC State, I'm not even sure if you can really say that. Who's the best team NC State's played? Florida State?
Well, and that's something that I think is quite interesting and fascinating to consider is that Dave Doran got that monkey off his back where they were 0-10 against ranked teams. Remember, they lost 10 in a row against ranked teams. And the ranked team that they beat is 1-2 right now and is not anywhere remotely close to a ranked team and wasn't a ranked team when they beat him. Do we really even... Do we feel comfortable saying that NC State has progressed past the point where they always lose this game?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Not at all. And so I think in the end, I'm going with Louisville. I'm going with Petrino. I'm going with Lamar Jackson, who I think has really gone under the radar this year, mainly because they've literally played one team with a pulse. And in that game, he did not look good. But, I mean, this man put up 54 on NC State last year. I think he can do something somewhat similar this year, even with less pieces around him.
Here's my concern with this. The dueling loyalties of sure things, okay? It's a sure thing that Doran is going to ruin this. Like he ruined the Florida State game. Like he's ruined all these games in the past. They won the game in spite of the fact that, and I know people have said this, and I get pushback on this. Well, Kwok, he didn't miss the field goal. He didn't snap the ball over whose head. He didn't get the safety. He didn't get the punt block. But in programs, you function the way that your program is set up to function. Like the reason Clemson doesn't lose to unranked teams, because other than the Pittsburgh game, is that like that's who the program is. Like, no, Dabo Sweeney's not out there throwing passes for Deshaun Watson, but Deshaun Watson and the players on the field are an extension of the program. Of course. There is no question in my mind that NC State, if they're up by two touchdowns, that the game will end up being closer at the end than it should because they don't know how to put teams away. Syracuse last week scored a bunch of garbage points. Florida State was down two scores, block, punt, safety, all that jazz. Doran's programs are not tough, and they don't finish well. So, like, they're going to play fine the first three quarters, and then it's pucker time in the fourth quarter. Can they win a fourth quarter game if Lamar Jackson's on the field coming from behind? Because Clemson saw that it's tough to play Lamar Jackson coming from behind.
And from that pressure situation for either team.
Last year, I should say, not this year.
Right. that pressure situation for either team kind of trying to prove they're real this year, I think there's more pressure on NC State to do that at home. I would rather bet on the road team kind of going in there and playing with a little less pressure in terms of what's in that stadium. So I think I'm going to go with Louisville. I am going to go with Louisville. And there's a few games this week, Kwok, kind of a handful or so, where the FPI and Vegas disagree.
Uh-huh.
FPI has 61% NC State. Vegas has Louisville by 3.5.
All right, so 61% NC State. I've got S&P Plus has Louisville by 5, 61%. F Plus,
oh, gosh.
Has Louisville by 3.
What's the VORP?
Just saying. That the FPI is kind of going up against the other two analytics that I see. I like this because analytics have agreed a lot this year. The FPI and the S&P and the F Plus, they've all agreed a lot. And so I like that they don't always agree on every game, or they haven't this week so far. So Doran's going to screw it up. The other things that I think are interesting. Number one, Petrino's going to win a quarterback battle. Lamar Jackson's going to win a quarterback battle. But NC State's defense is going to be vastly the better unit on that side of the ball. And then there's this. And this is an age-old adage that will not go away. It continues to rear its ugly head time after time after time. Now, it's not universal, but it does happen more often than not. The home underdog on Thursday night is the easiest cover in the world. If when in doubt, take the home dog on Thursday night. It matters. On a short week or long, whatever it is, that you're off your routine, take the home dog on Thursday night. Is Louisville the kind of team that could succumb to a home dog on a Thursday night? My answer is yes. There are like 5 programs in the whole country that you would say are above that curse of the road favorite on a Thursday night.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
So that's like NC State's main advantage to me.
I'm with you that Louisville and Bobby Petrino will win the quarterback battle, but I think NC State will most likely win the turnover battle. Ryan Finley's not going to make mistakes. He's not going to win the game. I don't think he's going to wow and impress and, you know, have a Heisman performance, but he's not going to lose it. That's my take with Ryan Finley.
Finley's been quietly very good. We talked about his stats.
He really has.
Quietly very good under the radar. And frankly, I was very hateful and disrespectful to him, and so I owe him an apology, and I give it right now. I apologize for basically treating Ryan Finley like he can't run or throw.
So are you giving your pick yet, or are you going to wait?
No, I'm going to wait.
Okay.
I'm going to wait. This is one I got. I got till 5. I got 3 more hours. I'm going to wait on this
one. From a Clemson perspective, you want Louisville to win this game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because you already have that win over Louisville in the division?
Yes. And you assume that NC State's going to lose again. So even if by some miracle of God Clemson goes to NC State and loses, or some curse of the devil, what am I saying? By some curse, a deadly curse that Clemson loses at NC State. Even so, NC State's going to lose again to Boston College or Syracuse or somebody else. Wake Forest. Wake Forest is going to beat NC State.
They did just beat Syracuse, so they can't lose to Syracuse.
That's true. Good point. All right, short break. We'll be back in the Priority One Security Studios in a moment. Call us 654-ROAR on the North Communication phone lines. Health Care text line is open 9861566 at Quawk Talk at Kelly Graham. Look at 1055 The Roar. Stay with us. More to come out of bounds as we continue to roll through the You Pick'em Challenge in just a moment.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your Daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax. We're in Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson and Wake Forest homecoming this Saturday in Clemson's Memorial Stadium. Clemson owns 64 wins over Wake Forest in history. It's the second highest victory margin over any opponent. Clemson has 68 wins over South Carolina. 54 of the wins over Wake have taken place since the ACC was formed in 1953. Clemson is 36-7 against Wake Forest in games played in Clemson, 31-7 in Death Valley in the series that dates back to a 13-0 Clemson victory in Charlotte back in 1933. Now, Clemson has won 8 in a row in this series, all under current head coach Dabo Swinney, and they've done that by a combined score of 299-107. The Tigers won last year by a 35-13 score, and in 2015 by a 33-13 score, also at Clemson. You may remember in 2011, the Tigers won 31-28 on a 43-yard field goal by Chandler Catanzaro on the last play of the game, and that kick gave the Tigers the Atlantic Division title. And then, of course, they went on to win the ACC in 2011. And our report brought to you by our good friends at Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
It's a great time to buy a new or certified pre-owned Ford car, truck, or SUV from Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. With approved credit, you could be in a brand new Fusion, Escape, Edge, Focus, Explorer, or F-150. With approved credit, 0% financing could be available. You heard right. 0% APR with approved credit could be yours. A new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Anderson Ford. Doing business differently. Anderson Ford. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at andersonfordsc.com.
Have you been in search for that perfect job opportunity? Well, look no further, because Carolina Heating Service is currently looking for individuals to expand their team. Locally owned and operated for over 35 years, we specialize in generators, electrical services, residential light, commercial HVAC sales, service and installation, as well as geothermal systems. Top professional opportunities available anywhere from electricians, installers, service technicians, management, and customer service reps. Worried about benefits? Carolina Heating Service has you covered. Enjoy paid holidays and vacation days, a 401k, training programs, major insurance, and full-time year-round stable work, as well as overtime opportunity. Basic qualifications include a drug test, background check, and physical, as well as a valid driver's license. Other qualifications are subject to position applying for. The search could be over for you soon. Make that career leap. Apply now at carolinaheating.com and join our award-winning team.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep. It's not mattress shopping. It's an experience.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Can we just take a moment to acknowledge what's happening here, please?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Turn down for what?
Two continues, Out of Bounds, William Quaggenbush, Kelly Gramlich. This is a little big for Mike Hogwood. Kelly was like, you should do Mike Hogwood for a little ACC. It's a little big.
This is not going to be on your ACC regional network.
ACC football featuring Louisville, just like Daddy always wanted. I don't know. It's turned down for amateur programs on Thursday night.
That was good.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Amateur ACC pretenders on Thursday.
Mike Hogwood is so much of a purist, which we can say this because we are close personal friends.
Correct.
Well, we talked with him that one time. I feel like he's too much of an ACC purist to call a Louisville NC State game.
Oh my gosh.
He only calls Virginia and Wake Forest.
Oh my gosh.
On a Thursday night.
The game for him this week is high flying ACC action in Charlottesville, where the picnics outnumber the scholarships. It is Duke, Virginia from high flying Scott Stadium.
The coastal battle.
Aluminum out, gray out, whatever your color. Come on out to Scott Stadium.
Something about Kurt, Ben Kurt.
Fire up the foot and a half tall grills. Frying turkey legs. I don't know what they do in Virginia. Pimento cheese sandwiches. I don't know. What's classy? Chicken salad. Well, crab cakes at Virginia. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe bring in a bottle of wine to enjoy in the second quarter.
That's right. No, you know they're sitting up on that hill drinking some Chardonnay.
Yep, yep. Wine and cheese, a little cheese platter.
That's
some sliced fruit.
Let's go to the Northern Communication phone lines. Joey is up with us next on the phones. What's up, Joey?
Oh, not much. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Yes, sir, I am. I had a comment on that, which I was talking about yesterday, about the fight at Carolina against with the Kentucky game.
Yes.
That was not between Kentucky and Carolina fans. That was all Carolina fans.
Are you serious? I was told that there were Kentucky fans in the scrum.
No, I worked with a boy that was in it, and it was all Carolina.
So what were they fighting about? Do you know that?
I've heard conflicting stories. It was basically they had too much liquid refreshment. And one of them was talking to another one's girl or something like that. But, yeah, it was all Carolina fans.
Man, poor whoever's girlfriend got hit on.
Yeah, really.
Right? The guy's got better pickup lines than Cam Newton in. Mercy.
Hey, but he tried to, yeah.
That's interesting, Joey, because I did not know that. So you're telling me that South Carolina fans need no provocation. They fight each other on their own.
Yes, sir. They fight each other. They don't care who it is. Yeah, they fight each other.
Oh, mercy. Joey, we appreciate the phone call and the clarification. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Well, Kwok, it's just like our friend Thirsty Manga said, that his young daughter can't go to the games with him until she can throw hands.
Yeah, you got
to
throw bows. That's what he said. You got to throw bows.
That's what he said.
Bring your brass knuckles. They should give out brass knuckles to the first 4,000 fans. That's a great promotion.
Good grief.
Oh, man. Poor South Carolina. They just can't. They can't win for losing. That's what it is with them. What's the next game on the list? Who else we got?
Some high-flying West Coast action.
West Coast.
Boise State at BYU.
I don't know why this game is in there. I'll tell you this. There is a good chance that somebody who hasn't watched this game, these teams play all year, knows nothing about them, is going to go BYU. BYU is legitimately, I think, relative to the expectations of the program, they're the worst team in America. The worst. They're like,
I actually think that's fair.
They are the biggest disaster in the country, by leaps and bounds.
However, Kwok, I would argue that Boise State is also a low-key dumpster fire as well. So it's kind of a dumpster fire bowl. That's kind of why I put it on there, because there's going to be some disagreements. Some people will pick BYU mainly because Boise State is terrible. However, there's one stat that I can't get over as to why I can't select BYU in this game. Against Utah State on Friday, September 29th, the game that you probably might have missed, BYU took an L, 40-24, and turned the ball over 7 times. 7 turnovers in 60 minutes of football. I can never pick a team that has turned the ball over 7 times against someone, especially Utah State.
Yep.
But I think you're right, though, because BYU had some sort of expectations like they do every year. And my gosh, they've just been terrible. They have been terrible. So I'm going with Boise State mainly because of that. I think BYU can make it a game because it is at home. And if Tanner Mangum plays, that really helps BYU. But right now, he's questionable, and so is their backup for injuries, which has really hurt them. But I am going to go Boise. It's not that I believe in Boise. It's just that BYU is terrible.
Boise State's an 8-point favorite. I say lay the points. I don't care about venue. S&P has Boise by 11, and F+ has Boise by 17. lay the points.
Boise did just get embarrassed by Virginia.
They did.
Wahoo wah.
Virginia's way better than BYU, though. Duke Virginia is a fun game with teams that have way more wins than
losses.
So
you're willing to say Virginia is legitimate just because they beat Boise?
I'm willing to say don't write Boise State off against BYU because they just lost to Virginia. That's what I'm willing to say. I'm not willing to go any further than that, but I am willing to say do not be concerned about Boise State in this matchup against Doodoo Sandwich, Mormontown, USA, BYU, because they lost to Virginia.
Well, speaking of Virginia, this is a weird sentence for me that I don't normally condone to say on a radio program, but let's talk Duke at Virginia.
Let's talk Duke
on a
Virginia.
Saturday in October, meaning we're talking football and not basketball. Is Virginia real, Kwok? Because, okay, they beat William & Mary. They lost by 17 to Indiana, okay? No offense to your Hoosiers. They beat UConn and they beat Boise. My real question with this Duke-Virginia matchup, which is, you know, a nice little coastal matchup here.
Nice little coastal matchup.
I don't know which team is for real. I really don't. UVA is favored by 2.5 in Vegas. Duke has 64% in the FBI. I think this is a true pick'em.
A true pick'em. So you think this game is legitimately coin flip central?
I know who I'm picking.
Okay.
But I would not be surprised if this game goes either way. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Think Duke can very well go to Virginia and win. Duke beat Northwestern handily. That is a good win. They have wins over significant Power 5 opponents. They looked really bad against Miami, but I don't think that is overall indicative of who Duke is. I like that Virginia's coming off their best game of the year, and I don't like that Duke's coming off their worst. That's why I'm going with Virginia at home. Okay. In front of the picnic baskets and the wine people and the cheese and all that. I'm going with UVA, but I really won't be surprised if Duke finds a way to win.
In the FPI, Boise State's advantage over BYU is roughly the same as Duke's advantage over Virginia. That's a real thing.
It's the same.
In the FPI.
It's 64% for both teams.
This game, the S&P has Virginia by 2, and the F Plus has Virginia by 1.5. This is a toughie. I think I'm going to go Virginia because there has been no one that's been able to exploit Virginia on film the way that Miami exploited Duke on film. I also trust Bronco Mendenhall in this game playing at home with an extra week to prepare. So I'm going Virginia in this game because of the bye week.
And Duke's just coming off. I mean, it is tough to bounce back from how poorly they played against Miami.
Yeah, I think that was a smackdown that it's hard to recover, even with an extra 24 hours to recover. I think that's difficult to do.
Can we get Pitt and Syracuse in real quick?
Let's get Pitt and Syracuse in real quick. What was it, 76-61 from last year or something?
A real shootout. Gosh. And we do have Brian Edwards coming up at 2:05.
We do. He's going to talk about a bunch of these games.
So this one, I think a lot of people are going Syracuse. This honestly might be the most unanimous one of the whole contest, besides maybe TCU, who I think a lot of people are going with TCU over West Virginia. For me, with Pittsburgh, they've struggled with these high-powered offenses and these really good passing quarterbacks, and that's what Syracuse has. So, I mean, they couldn't slow down Mason Rudolph, and I'm not saying that Dungy is Mason Rudolph, but he's still a pretty good quarterback. And I think Eric Dungy is greater than Max Brown overall.
I think we may have had a tendency to overstate Pittsburgh's demise early because they had guys suspended. Isaiah Whitehead was out. That's not who it is. What's the guy's name? Jordan Whitehead?
Jordan.
What's the guy's name? Isaiah Whitehead plays point guard for the Nets. I always say that. Isaiah Whitehead, I don't know. Why do I go to that? Anyway, Jordan Whitehead is the guy, the safety. He was out 3 games or whatever. But then they actually played Georgia Tech. Legitimately, the only 2 wins they have are overtime, where they almost blew a 21-point lead against FCS powerhouse Youngstown State. And when they destroyed Rice, who is one of the 5 worst teams in America. Stanford beat Rice like 100-3 and couldn't beat San Diego State. Syracuse lost to LSU by 9, NC State by 8, both on the road. They lost to Middle Tennessee, who's pretty good. I think that Pittsburgh is worse than any of the teams that they've lost to, Syracuse. But they're also better than the teams that Syracuse has beaten, so that makes it tough. I'm probably taking Syracuse in this game playing at home, and because I trust Dino Babers, and because
you
I
love
just
Dino.
Don't. I do not trust Pittsburgh.
If UVA beats Duke this weekend, could we maybe say Pittsburgh is the worst team in the Coastal? Which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, they are the worst team in the Coastal right now.
You think so?
Yeah. Max Brown is ridiculously
bad. Some people legitimately
bad.
Picked Pittsburgh to win the Coastal at the beginning of the year.
Brett Freelander picked him.
Did Brett pick him?
Yes, Brett picked him. That was horrible.
I just think we didn't maybe realize how big of an impact James Conner was and Nathan Peterman. And, I mean, Pittsburgh was a veteran team last year. They were pretty good. They beat Penn State and they beat Clemson, for crying out loud.
Max Brown's stats don't look that bad, but name me one time he actually made a play. And this guy's a...
Against a team with a pulse.
He is the guy in the NFL that goes like 13 for 20 for 62 yards and no touchdowns and no interceptions. Like, you didn't screw the game up, but you didn't win it either. You did nothing. You idiot. That's who Max Brown is.
So pretty much any Browns quarterback.
Ooh, very nice. Brian Edwards coming up in hour three. Kelly's going to come back with more puns. We've also got more picks coming up. We have six more games, is that right? Six more games? We'll fly through those. But first, we're going to get some professional advice from Vegas Insider's senior handicapper, Brian Edwards, who knows more about this than either of us. Stay with us. 2 hours in the book.